7 News on Friday, May 7th, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Jonathan. The weather forecast: mostly sunny with scattered clouds. Temperature ranges between 27 degrees at night and 35 degrees during the day. South-southeasterly winds at 22 kilometers per hour. Here's an excerpt from a presentation about some basics about Oroville, held on Friday the 7th of May in the Town Hall Conference Room.
And then the work started to propose models. Here we have the chief architect, Roger, preparing a model of Matrimandir. You can see Matrimandir had not the shape of today. He presented five models. Here we see only three to Mother. You see Mother is here in the picture. And she chose the roundish one. And it evolves into the present form. But Roger Anger from France. And what you see all around here in these panels, also outside, is the evolution of the master plan, the evolution of his vision. And believe me, it was the most visionary architect. He worked with Le Corbusier, but he was not happy of Chandigarh. He wanted to something more. And you see how it evolves, the Matrimandir vision. And here we have the Dalai Lama, very young. He came to really bless Auroville. This is the European commissioner who supported two major projects in Auroville in partnership with other cities. And we had several presidents, including Abdul Kalam, in this very room. He delivered a wonderful speech. He's very close friend of Auroville, and I have also the privilege to be a close friend of him before that he was president. That is Karam Singh, our chairman, and here we have the lieutenant governor of Pondicherry. But VIPs also are the students from all over the world, the voluntary workers who come and give their work. And we support them a little bit, but it's free. And this, unless this is motivated by a joy behind, cannot stand. Money is not the motivation. And so we have now more than 600 students or voluntary workers who are applying to Auroville every year. Our limitation is the capacity to lodge them. So we want to build more accommodation, so that Auroville becomes also a big university campus.
The Auroville Volunteer and Internship Service, AVIS, offers an introduction program for volunteers. It will be the last one before the summer break and starts on Monday the 10th of May at the Unity Pavilion. The four-day morning program is an exploration of Auroville and includes the visit of places, presentations, discussions and interactions with Aurovillians. The program is free for people who come to work in Auroville for longer than 1 month. For more details, contact the Unity Pavilion. Body Awareness Workshop. Hans van Baaren offers 2 hours of gentle exercises. The course pays special attention to the area of neck and shoulders as well as breathing. Exercises will help improving rounded or hunchback tendencies in upper backs, shoulder, neck areas. Movement procedures are performed slowly with ease and comfort on the floor, chair or standing. They help increase awareness and facilitate learning and change considerably. The workshop is rounded up with relaxation techniques. Participants are requested to wear comfortable clothing. No requestion is required. The course takes place on Saturday, the 8th of May from 4 to 6 p.m. at Pitanga. The Mother. It is not by fasting but by improving the will that one obtains the truth. The news is a reflection on the lives of Aurovians. For further information, please contact auroviradio.org.